Proclamation number 5150, dated the June 13th, 1951. Whoever is taught by God requires no further external knowledge. Whoever receives the remarkable grace of being taught by myself, whoever receives and accepts this directly imparted teaching material certainly has no further need to find knowledge elsewhere, for I will completely satisfy him with the bread of life. He no longer needs to accept other spiritual nourishment. He no longer needs to draw from the cistern when the clearest water flows to him from the spring, which is indeed far cleaner and better. However, if fresh spring water is not accessible, people should gratefully accept the water at their disposal and carefully protect it from pollution. Do you understand what I mean by that? I do not, in any way, want to scorn what has been sacred to you since ancient times, the Book of the Fathers, which shall never lose its value to people who, in good faith of me and for love of me, try to derive knowledge from it, since it conceals profound knowledge, but it can only be found by someone whose spirit has come alive. But when I instruct you myself, I give you the teaching and the explanation at the same time, because I adapt all lessons to your degree of maturity, I give to you in accordance with your understanding. First of all, I inform you of my will, since it is your task on earth to comply with it. But I also reveal myself to you as God and Father, as Creator of all infinity and as the most loving Father to my children, who ought to achieve the childship on earth and hence require help and support. The meaning of my words has become incomprehensible to you, and thus I want to explain their meaning in plain and simple terms to you. Consequently, I am once again sending my gospel to earth as I had proclaimed at the time of my life on earth. I don't merely want to be present as God in your intellect, I want to live in your hearts, I want you to believe in me with a living faith, and I want to teach you how you can arrive at this living faith, not by means of much intellectual knowledge, even if you have taken it from the Book of the Fathers, but only by means of a completely unselfish life of love. Your knowledge will become far more profound and your faith more alive when you fulfill my commandments of love for God and other people. Then you will become knowledgeable and closely united with me too, and you will also become able to educate other people in turn and inform them about the results of the right conduct in life. And then you will be my true followers on earth, you will be preachers after my will, because then you will draw all knowledge from within yourselves, then my spirit will guide you into eternal truth and you can make use of knowledge which you do not receive from an external source but always because of my grace. Then the fountain of life will have opened up for you. Then living water will flow from the source of my love for your refreshment. And you should also offer the revitalizing drink to other people, so that they, too, can taste the pure clear water and never want to be without it again. All people could refresh themselves at the source of life, yet only few will find it, only the few who are not satisfied with what is inexplicable and therefore look for truth. And since they approach me myself for revitalizing nourishment, I will not refuse it to them. Take from the source of life, accept with a thankful heart the contribution of my love and appreciate the immense grace to be taught by myself. For you still will need much strength which you can always extract from my word, which comes to you from above, because I have blessed it with my strength. Amen.